I also had a chat with Lee Chin, who's currently carrying a little niggling injury after playing in the Fenway Classic in New York and then with the All-Stars in Dubai, Wexford's All-Star, along with Dee O'Keefe, and I had a chat with him at the launch. Incidentally, also there on Monday was Conor McDonald, and from the football side was Niall Hughes and Conor Devitt.
Well, Lee, you're back training.
Yeah.
Although you look as if you don't need training. Did you never stop during the winter?
No, God, it doesn't matter what way I look, it's how I feel, you know. I'm back, yeah, and the whole squad is back, so it's exciting time of the year to get back and get a serious block of work in, you know, try and set yourself up for the year in regards physically. So yeah, just trying to enjoy the couple of weeks ahead.
I suppose it's about the right time to go back, isn't it? I know the first year, Davies year, you went back awful early. You need that little bit of time to yourselves, don't you? And you had the holiday as well. That went well, I believe.
Yeah, well, sure, look, at this time of the year.
A bit of sun,
yeah. It's great to get away this time of the year. It's, you know, we all know that Ireland can get pretty cold and bleak around this time of the year, but it's great to be home for the festive season, that being Christmas coming up. And look, the last couple of weeks being away in Orlando, I was lucky enough to get it right away then to, I suppose, to Abu Dhabi, and a bit of sun on your back was nice. So.
What's Abu Dhabi like? There wasn't much publicity about it.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi's pretty quiet. As far as I know, from a lot of people that I would have spoke to that spent a bit of time in the Middle East, would usually class Abu Dhabi as a place that you'd go to almost settle. Myself and Dee drove up to Dubai for a day.
We
didn't find many. Now we seen one guy, but it was a close friend of Dio's from back in the day. So we got up there, and you know, we got a good spin around the place there. We done a lot of touristy things, as you would, and Dubai, there was a lot more going on in Dubai now, but Abu Dhabi was a lovely place too.
Mm. Now the league will be starting very shortly. It's amazing how quickly it comes on you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Saturday night game against Laois.
Yeah. Look, it's one that I suppose it's ultimately what you're kind of getting ready for now, you know. But the pre-season is hugely important for your year. And look, we've a couple of games, or please God, we've two games in the Walsh Cup to play. So yeah, just really kind of preparing ourselves for that, and hopefully things go well.
When you go back training, you kind of look after yourself, because you were playing with the club on late. And you had a great finish to the end of the year, thank God. So you stayed up. Do you lose much when you get back training? Do you find it difficult now that you're back? Maybe some guys do, I suppose, and some guys don't. Yeah. Is that the reality?
I suppose it depends on what way you're operating after your club championship. Some lads mightn't do a whole lot. Like for me this year, I found I really took a break this year in regards.
But you probably need it, in fairness.
Yeah, no, to be fair, you'd keep yourself in somewhat of shape. I'd be into the gym and whatever and other things. But then other lads, you know, they might stay on the roads doing a bit of running now and again. And it depends. Like, if you're going to sit at home for 6 weeks and do absolutely nothing, you're going to lose a good bit. You know what I mean? So, but generally, our lads are very good that way. They always make sure they're coming back into the setup in a decent shape. And it gives them a good starting point and a good base to get into the hard stuff.
And I suppose the league will be a test, as to last year will be hard to match, won't it, in reality, won't it?
Yeah, well, look, as you know yourself, we done a lot of work in the league last year, and we played a lot of bodies, and a lot of people got game time, and it was great. It was a great preparation for us going into the championship. We're sure, look, at hopefully we can improve again this year in the league and maybe get over that quarter final stage as we didn't last year. And we'll be just looking forward to game by game and you know, trying to get ourselves in the best shape as possible for now.
And you've a new jersey, going back to the old style really, but you've new sponsors on the front, Zurich Insurance.
Yeah, look, it's great to have them on board. You know, they seem like a great organisation, and it's lovely on the front of the jersey. The jersey is very nice as well, in my opinion. And yeah, sure, look, it's at the end of the day, as long as the purple and gold colours are on it, you know, it's that's the main thing.
Now, your draw for the house, Fight Harriers have come up with this unique idea, thanks Anthony Neville Holmes, the house in Maynooth, and he was telling me that you've nearly €500,000 worth of tickets sold. That's taken a lot of effort, and of course it's to help finish your facilities, and when they are finished you'll have fine facilities out in Park Lane, won't you?
Yeah, well, look, that's our main objective, is, you know, to raise this money to try and get our clubhouse finished off. And it's hugely important for our club, you know. We've a lot of underage, and it's hugely important for, I suppose, the people of Wexford Town as well, you know, to encourage them to get out and play sport. But Look, the fundraiser has been successful so far. You know, we've been putting a lot of work in behind the scenes, and I'm not 100% up to date now on what figure it is that we have or how many tickets we've sold. But
you know, you have to sell more.
We know you have to sell more. You've always to sell more, but we're doing our best on the home straight now. We have a couple of weeks left, you know, to sell our tickets. And you know, for anyone out there that hasn't bought one yet, you know, it's a great cause, and you know, there's a great prize at the end of it if you're lucky enough to win it.
Yeah, it's a fantastic prize. Well, listen, the best of luck, and before I let you go, you're selling DVD as well, of course, of your last year, which you're trying to raise money for your expenses for the team as well.
Yeah, we Davey put together this DVD that I got to watch the other day, and to be honest, it's unbelievable for somebody that I suppose is a follower and you know, don't get to see, I suppose, the other kind of stuff opposed to just the game days. You get to see training, behind the scene footage, you get to see us in the dressing room, you know, you get to just see some of the characters, some of the people as well. So it's a great watch, it's a great stocking filler for Christmas, and I think, look, at they're going for €20. All the panel members have them, and I'd imagine if anybody just wanted to hit anyone up in regards to the panel, they'd find it fairly easy to get a hold of a DVD. And it's something that I found very interesting to watch, and I can only imagine how interesting it would be for somebody, I suppose, that's not involved in the panel.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for your time, and have a nice Christmas.
Great. Thanks, Liam. You too.
Thanks, Liam.